Here we are again. Here we are again. What's going on, everybody? My name is Mike Myers, and this is the VidBiz Podcast. VidBiz Podcast. Say that 10 times fast. VidBiz Podcast. Welcome to episode 004. I don't know how long I'm going to keep up, like, saying what number it is, because I'm going to lose track eventually, but I've remembered today. So, welcome to episode 4. What is the VidBiz Podcast, you might ask? I am still trying to figure that out myself, but for now, it is a podcast and a video podcast on YouTube. If you're not watching it, you should. And the podcast really just covers, we really talk about video production, being a creative business owner, a small business owner, all of those types of things. You don't necessarily have to be in video, but, you know, that's what I can speak from, because that's what I've been doing for 10 plus years. And so that's what I know. That's the world I know. But a lot of these principles, a lot of things that I like to talk about, they span across, you know, any, I guess, niche or niche, whatever you want to say, as far as if you're a photographer or a graphic designer or just you're starting a business and that has nothing to do with creative. Well, we're all creative, really. If you're starting a business, you're probably pretty creative because you thought, that's a good idea, and now I want people to pay me for that. And so that's pretty creative. This is the VidBiz Podcast. It's just an effort on, you know, in my corner of the world to connect other videographers and other creatives and other business owners mostly in the creative realm, to just connect in a community and, you know, talk about problems, especially if you're first starting out, or maybe you've been doing it for a little bit, but you're trying to take the next step and grow. Like I said, I have been running my own business in one fashion or another for 10 years, and my own full-time business for the past five and a half years. I feel like I'm finally at a point where, you know, things are growing, things are gaining traction. It's kind of snowballing a little bit, and really want to, you know, I like talking about these things specifically, and so I figured what better way than to do a podcast. So my heart is to really just make sure that you have what the tools that you need to run a successful business. And I don't have it all together. I'm not a millionaire. I don't make $1 million a year. But however you judge success, however you measure success in whatever you're doing, I want to help you try to achieve that. So today, and this goes outside of video specifically, and really can help any and all of us in business and running a successful business. And that is it kind of goes back to that old saying, you know, work smarter, not harder. I've said that already on this podcast. That's my whole life, you know, trying to figure out different ways, you know, hiring contractor here, hiring somebody here to do this small thing so that it's not all, you know, falling on me, I guess. So, today we're talking about software. That sounds super fun, but it's more, you know, it is more fun when we dive into it. So today we're talking about CRMs and project management software. And CRM, you know, we live in a world full of acronyms. What is CRM? Well, CRM stands for customer or client relationship manager. So really, a CRM is just a way of kind of taking, you know, all of, you know, all of the, you know, leads or all the clients and all, you know, whatever that looks like, into funneling it into one centralized location, and really be able to see like a bird's eye 10,000 foot view of maybe where we're all, you know, where every project or where every lead is. Kind of look at where they all are from a broad perspective, and then you can kind of dive down into each and look at all of the specific details. And then on kind of related to that, but different, is project management software. And I've dealt with a variety of these types of softwares in the 10 years that I've been in business. For an agency that I used to work for, we used the project management software. And it's super, super handy and super helpful. And I think, you know, to nip it in the bud, I'll answer the question that you're asking right now. Mike, I'm just a solopreneur. You know, that's a word. That's a trendy word, buzzword these days. Solopreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. I work for myself and I work by myself and no one else works with me. Why would I need to, you know, have software to manage, you know, manage projects and clients? Because it's just me and I no one else needs to know that information, and I can remember it all. Well, you can't remember it all. And I'll just tell you a little story, because the best advice and the best wisdom comes from everyone, you know, other people's failures. And I can only speak from my own experiences, and I have plenty of failures. So I'll share a little story about a young man named Mike, who was in his mid-20s and thought it would be a great idea to start a wedding videography business. And so he did that. And, you know, things were going well. He was putting his name out there. He was on theknot.com and he was getting tons of leads and tons of leads. And from those tons of leads, he was getting tons of bookings, and he was booking up pretty solid, getting all these weddings booked. In his first year, he did 40 weddings. I can't remember the details. And then the next year, he was on track, you know, to do probably the same amount. Well, long story short, you know, as you can imagine, you know, all these leads coming in and all this crazy stuff and all this exciting stuff happening, and he's writing it all down in his calendar, putting it in his phone, and oh, we got a wedding today, and I got a lead for that day. I got three leads for this day specifically, whoever comes first type of thing. And inevitably, you can probably see where the story is going. Two clients come in around the same time and say, we want that date, and it's the same date. And with all of the confusion and the chaos and the growth and you're saying yes to everything, it's inevitable that you're going to double book something in this specific case of Mike starting a wedding video business. So that's what he does. He double books a day, not really realizing. And you know what? He does it twice in the same year, the second year, because yeah, like you said, it's just crazy and it's going awesome. And, you know, of course, yeah. I'll take that money and film your wedding. He says to those people, that light just died. Pardon me one second. I'm back. If I was sponsored, I would have put an ad right there. Anyways, so he books, you know, all these weddings and people want to pay him to video their wedding, and it's awesome. And so, yeah, he double books not one, but two weekends or two Saturdays in the same year, and not really realizing it until it's almost too late, like a week and a half, week before the wedding day. And he realizes, oh, shoot, I have not one wedding next weekend, two, and they're both on the same day. And what? I don't know what to do, he says. And so, you know, luckily he's got cool friends that help him out in a tough time. But the moral of the story, I think we know, is it all could have been avoided, right? With just the simple CRM, a client relationship manager. And that's the end of my story about Mike. But seriously, when I think about back to those, to yesteryear, to 2013, 2014, and running a business solely through email, and, you know, I didn't do text back then, which was probably like the most wise thing that I did, because that would be even more of a disaster. But you know, my thought was, well, you know, of course, like, I've got everything in an email and, you know, it's good. And, you know, I was doing PDF contracts with weddings. I wasn't really doing corporate work then. So I'm just speaking primarily from a wedding standpoint at this moment. And, you know, so we'd just send the PDF off, and they would print it out, and they would fill it out by hand, and then they would scan it in and then send it back, and I would countersign it, and then they would get a copy of it. And it was all through email, and obviously it didn't work well because there were some situations where that happened. There was also a situation that I remember specifically where I could have swore up and down that this wedding was on Saturday and was planning on it, and I at this time worked a full-time job at an agency, and then on about Tuesday or Wednesday realized that the wedding was actually on Friday. And I have lots of worse stories that I could tell that I'm going to just hold off. Maybe I'll tell those another time, of how a CRM could have just saved my butt so many times. Now, like I said, there's a difference between CRM and project management. So I'll kind of break it down how I use them. And then you can kind of decide what is best for you. So with May Morning Studios, my wedding filmmaking company, I use a CRM called HoneyBook. And HoneyBook has been around for a few years. I think they came out probably a year before I went full-time in 2016. So 2015-ish, they came on the scene, at least on my radar. And really, and back then, you could sign up for like $400. You could sign up for a lifetime like membership. Right after I signed up, they got rid of that. And now, I don't know how much it is per month, but it's a decent amount of money per month. And I still don't pay for it every month because I got a lifetime. And so that was like one of the best decisions I ever made. And really just kind of pulling the trigger on that and doing, you know, I was like, well, you know, $400 is a lot, especially when you're starting out. But you really just have to take into account, like, well, how much is this going to save me? How much time is this going to save me? Definitely. I've earned that $400 back 40 times over, 100 times over. Even more than that, really, if I really did the math. So I use HoneyBook for May Morning Studios only. And the reason that I do that, I really do like to separate and differentiate between the two companies, May Morning Studios and Carrot Film Company. HoneyBook was designed and built specifically for wedding creatives. And so the functionality and kind of the tools and things that are built into it work really well with wedding, like in the wedding world, and not so much for my commercial corporate stuff. So I use HoneyBook, and really the beauty of HoneyBook is I have a form on my website that is built in HoneyBook, and it's just, you know, embedded into the site, and then people fill it out and it automatically sends it over to HoneyBook, and HoneyBook, you know, either says, you know, it'll say, hey, you already have a conflict on this date. That's that right there pays for itself. You already have a conflict on this date. Don't do wait. Just double check your schedule to make sure that you actually want to do this or can do this. And then once you confirm, oh, that's just another lead, or, oh, I do have a wedding already booked, then you don't double book yourself. So it already pays for itself there. So that in itself. So, and really just the whole process. So you're bringing in the couples, and then, you know, you can move it to, you know, you, oh, now I'm going to send you a brochure, and this is my digital brochure. Excuse me. I'm sending my digital brochure, and they even allow you to like make tick, like check boxes, and you can check box, oh, I want extra hours, and I want these things. And then that sends, when they complete that, it bounces back to you, and you can create a proposal based off that. And it's all very seamless and fluid. And then once you get to the end of that process, they can sign the contract digitally. And you can, and they can pay the retainer fee digitally with a credit card, or a bank transfer, or they can write a check and send it, you know, snail mail if they choose to do that. But there's options, and a lot less things fall through the cracks. And that is just, there are some weird things with HoneyBook specifically. And I know there's other softwares out there. There's 17 Hats, there's Dubsado. There's a lot of different versions of, HoneyBook, I guess. Like, speaking candidly, one of the only reasons I still use HoneyBook specifically is because I have that lifetime membership and I don't have to pay for it anymore. Some functionality I wish existed that doesn't. So if you're looking into a CRM, especially for weddings, I would do your research and come to whatever conclusion that you deem necessary. And on the flip side with Carrot, as we're growing, obviously a CRM is wonderful when you're getting tens, 20s, hundreds, not really thousands, hundreds of leads a year for weddings. And it kind of just filters everything and makes things very seamless. Now, on the corporate side, I don't quite yet use a CRM because, and I've looked into different versions. I know there's Pipedrive and Monday.com. There's a lot of CRMs specifically for just kind of bringing in leads and sales funneling and figuring out, you know, hot lead, cold lead, those types of things. And I don't necessarily have the bulk amount of leads coming in that I've necessarily found the value quite yet in utilizing a CRM. But I will tell you what I do use. I use a project management software that it kind of doubles as a CRM. And that is called ClickUp. And if I could get sponsored by ClickUp, or, you know, whatever, I would sing their praises until, you know, the world ends. Because ClickUp is one of the best, most affordable project management softwares out there, bar none. The functionality has pretty much everything that I would want, and the cost is very affordable. And so I use, you know, I get, you know, it, obviously, like I said, the amount of inquiries and leads coming into Carrot is a lot less, and I can kind of manage that just within like a simple sales funnel that I kind of created in ClickUp. That kind of just says, okay, they're a lead. And then I have like a prospective column, and then I can say, oh, we had a sales meeting, and I can kind of move those. And a lot of these softwares are very user friendly. The user interface, it works well visually, where you're kind of moving things from one stage to the next, and you can create really anything that you want. Obviously, as you grow as a team, you're going to want to add people to this. And so Laura Beth, my assistant, she's a part of ClickUp and HoneyBook, but really ClickUp. And we just, you know, you can send tasks to each other. You can, you know, that, and that's pretty much how we get everything done, you know, as long as I look at it and remember to send tasks, right? Anyways, so that's ClickUp, and that's like project management, and you can create tasks, and you can put subtasks under a task, and you can put due dates, and you can assign it to people. And I think, like I said, the biggest question is for a lot of people that are starting out, why do I need it by myself? Because you are really setting yourself up for success in the future, but you're not going to get to be successful in the future if you're not successful now. And the best way is to really just be as organized and on top of it as you possibly can. And whatever that looks like, and whatever type of business you're in, I would, you know, ClickUp is just, is an amazing tool that really just helps my team organize thoughts. You know, with the podcast, we have like a separate thing with the podcast, like topics and episodes that we're going to talk about. And then, you know, is it just an idea? Oh, now it's been recorded. Oh, now it's been edited. Oh, now it's been scheduled, and now it's been published. And you can just put all of those things in a nice streamlined process and have a really good handle on where you are. And as you grow as a company, whatever your goals are, you can manage those too. You can actually, there's a section in ClickUp and a lot of project management softwares that have goals. Okay, well, we want to do X amount of dollars in revenue this year. That we track that, and wow, okay, this quarter we're on track to do that. And so like I said, I kind of use one or the other for each business, because both of them kind of work better for the two types of businesses. And like, I don't necessarily do project management. I do whatever project management I need to do for the wedding stuff, I do in ClickUp. Like, oh, it's being edited, or, and now it's been something. There's just not a whole lot of process, I guess, when it comes to weddings. I feel like the commercial corporate side, there's a lot more like pre-production and post-production stuff that happens. And so that we need to track with that. So I hope all this makes sense, and I hope that you can kind of really kind of chew on what I'm saying and really think, okay, how could I benefit from client management software or project management software, whatever you feel like, what camp you fall into. Maybe you fall into both, and there's software out there, and you do, yes, have to keep in mind cost and those types of things. But I would say get as organized as possible sooner rather than later, and set yourself up for success. And I wrote like a big, what's the big takeaway? And it really is, because our goal as business owners is to be the best that we can possibly be. In my case, it's to be the best video business owner out there. It's not to be the best videographer, the best editor. If I wanted to do those things, I would just go work for someone else. But I want a successful video business where we're growing every year. We have more revenue every year. We have more profit every year. Maybe we're able to hire more employees. That is my goal. And if that is your goal in whatever industry you're in, is to be a better business, then it's our responsibility as business owners to our clients to be the best that we can be. and to be as responsible with the resources that they're giving us and that we're saying that we can manage. And, you know, that's, it's just responsible, I guess, in how we're handling our business and our clients. And just, and your clients are never going to see your CRM, I hope. They're never going to see that. They're never going to see your project management workflow or your project management system, but they will feel the effects of those things. And really just, you know, there's just so many aspects, and I'm running like longer than I typically do, but really just keeping in mind, like, just even follow up, like not forgetting, oh, that person reached out like a month ago and I sent them an email and they never responded. And then, you know how those kind of like, they just kind of fizzle out, man, maybe they just got distracted and, you know, their email kind of got piled up and it's still like a super important thing to them. But maybe we just need to remind ourselves through project management software or whatever to reach back out to them, to follow up. Hey, did you get my email a month ago? And then just making note of the, and just really tracking like everything, as best as possible. I know I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to myself, and my assistant is listening to this and probably laughing because I'm preaching to myself, because the goal is to track like everything. Like, yes, I had a phone call with this person and this is how the phone call went. That is the goal. It doesn't always happen, but, that's the goal. So I'm really encouraging myself to go over to my computer when I'm done with this and really get serious about what I'm talking about. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just our responsibility to ourselves and to our couples, if we're, you know, in the wedding world, or our clients, whatever our clientele is, it's just our responsibility to take care of them and to be the best business owner that we can, and, you know, whatever that looks like. Like I said, if I just wanted to be the best cinematographer or the best, you know, videographer or the best camera operator or the best editor, I would go work for someone else. And the same might be true for you. If you wanted to be the best graphic designer or photographer or videographer, you'd go work for someone else. But your goal is to run a successful business. And this right here, I can guarantee, will put you on that trajectory to be a more successful business owner. Okay, I digress. I'm getting passionate. So, sum up, if you are interested in checking out, just off the top of my head, CRMs for weddings that I've heard are good are 17 Hats, Dubsado, HoneyBook, and I'm sure there are others. Just do a Google search, best CRMs for wedding professionals, and then you'll get a lot of recommendations. And then ClickUp, there's really just nothing else that's better for the, like, for the price, but there are others out there that can kind of manage projects and help you stay on track. But ClickUp, if you ever hear this podcast and you want to like sponsor, I'll gladly sing your praises and read an ad. So, but anyways, I guess that's probably all I really had to say about that. Just do better. That's our goal. That is really just do better today than you did yesterday. I will share this really stupid story with you. Part of with HoneyBook specifically, it just keeps all payments, track of all payments and everything in one place. And then it's connected to my QuickBooks account, and, you know, my accountant can track those transactions, and everything is, you know, good to go. You know, starting out 10 years ago, you know, I took a lot of paper checks and didn't really have a system like Square or Stripe back then. I think Square had like just come out. And they had like the plug-in thing into the headphone jack type thing. But I didn't really accept credit cards at that point because I didn't have any means to do it. So I remember this is just a good, like, it was a good reason to like think, okay, I need a better system. And maybe you're not in this situation, but in a similar type situation. Anyways, I had a bride, she reached out, we coordinated all through email. This was kind of before I would like require to meet in person. And, she's like, yeah, I want to book you and I want package this package, package A. I was like, great. It'll be this much money. And she literally in the next email sent her credit card number in an email, expiration date, code, zip code, the whole nine yards, just in an email. And I was like, this is probably not the best way to do it. So that's like a stupid, I don't think anybody would do that now. Especially with all, like phones, you can just type in credit cards and stuff like that. But that's what she did. So, I don't remember how I processed that payment. But that's beside the point. Anyways, so just do better than you did yesterday and find those tools that make you work smarter, not harder. Find those tools that like help you be a better business owner and more successful, and just gives you more time to do the things that you're good at. And sifting through emails and double checking and cross-referencing, like, that date, and did that person pay? You know, I'm not sure. It's all in one place. So just do it. Okay, I'm done. Alrighty. Okay, so it's come to that time of show. I can't talk anymore. This is a long episode. I'm sorry. I hope you're still listening. All right, recommendation for today. I recommend leaving off your office today early and going home. If you work from home, just walk out of your office or wherever you work and just shut down your computer and just be done for the day. I recommend that. I choose to do that from time to time where I just, you know what? Why do I have to? When you're done, you're done. And I recommend just accepting that and being okay with that. And your clients and your couples or whoever, they don't have like a security camera on you, and they're not like watching you like, oh, that's why I haven't got my photos yet. That's why I haven't got my photos yet, because they stopped working at 3 p.m. instead of 5. You know what? You can do whatever you want because you own your own business. So I recommend just doing whatever the hell you want. No, but seriously, just stop working when you hit a stopping point. Close your computer, put it to sleep. And that doesn't mean get on social media and do business stuff on social media on your phone. Just shut off work. Go play with your kids if you have kids. Go play with your dog. Go talk to your significant other. Have a conversation. Go call your mom. She probably misses you. Anyways, that's it. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.